Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Governor Gordon announces task force members for America's 250th anniversary. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Governor Mark Gordon's office announced the members of the Wyoming Semi-Quincentennial Planning Task Force. Created by executive order, the task force will make recommendations on the planning of projects, events, and activities to commemorate the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence and the founding of the United States. Among the list are two people from Gillette. The following individuals have been named to the task force: Senator Wendy Schuler and Representative Sandy Newsom, co-chair Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources Committee, Justice Kerry Gray of the Wyoming Supreme Court, Superintendent of Public Instruction Megan Dagenfelder, Councilwoman Teresa Hiz Chase, Northern Arapaho Business Council, a designee from the Eastern Shoshone Business Council, Nick Nealon, Deputy Director of the Wyoming Department of State Parks and Cultural Resources, Diane Schober, the director of the Wyoming Office of Tourism, Dr. Paul Flesher, director of the University of Wyoming American Heritage Center, Greg Blickery, Wyoming's Community College Commission, Cindy Brown, president of the Wyoming Historical Society Executive Committee, Kevin Voiles, Wyoming Arts Council Board of Directors, Joanna Kale, chief executive officer for Wyoming PBS, Sean Reese, executive director and CEO of the Wyoming Humanities Council, and Rebecca West, executive director of the Buffalo Bills Center of the West. Governor Gordon said, "I want to thank all those who expressed an interest in planning to commemorate this important anniversary. Wyoming is a patriotic state. This celebration is certain to reflect our enthusiasm for the fundamental values our country was founded on." The task force created by executive order will prepare proposals for projects, events, and activities that will occur as a part of the celebration in 2026. There will be opportunities for the public to engage with the task force and provide suggestions as they develop their recommendation. The executive order does not authorize the task force to expend or obligate funds unless those funds are specifically appropriated by the legislature in a future session. Drunk driving accident leads to man transported out of state for medical treatment. On Sunday morning at around 1:20 a.m., a 37-year-old man was driving in his 2010 BMW when he crashed into an unoccupied 2003 Cadillac Escalade. The impact caused the SUV to roll into the yard of a residence on Fairway Drive. According to the fire department press log, the 37-year-old had to be extricated from his vehicle. Deputy Chief Brent Wasson said the man was transferred to Billings, Montana for injuries he sustained in the accident. Wasson said it was discovered later that the man was under the influence of alcohol at the time of the crash. Charges of DUI, failing to maintain a single lane, no proof of insurance, and no use of seatbelt are pending. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.